right, so last night we had you and Danny hosting Fight Night for UTA at Cowboys in Arlington, right?
Yes. And let me just say first off, it was a total blast. I think I can speak for Danny to say that as far as like appearances and stuff go, that was a lot of fun. And those kids over there at UTA, those Sigma Chi's, did it right. I mean, they
what all you guys have done since you've been here today is bitch about it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Say what a big waste of time it was and how you hated every second.
No, and they knew we had a good time, too. We did. It was really fun. Now, we got there in the middle of it, and we were just basically supposed to go up there with a microphone and MC the fights, like announce the fighters, announce the results, and that was it. Maybe throw in whatever kind of shtick we had at the time, which was nothing. You know?
Boy, I brought a lot to the table, didn't I?
No, you didn't, Danny.
I think all I did is read sponsors and gave away gift certificates.
Right.
It's all right, Danny. You're very good at that.
So I thought, you know, if they got me up there, then why not just have some fun with it, you know? Laugh it up. Yuck it up.
I mean, laugh it up, huh?
Piss some people off. Go ahead and piss some people off.
God, quit it.
That's a painful laugh.
What they hired me for? I was right here.
That's the greatest laugh ever.
What they hire me for, you know? Do they just want me to get up there and say,
no, in the red corner is blah, blah, blah.
They wanted that.
Yeah.
They wanted you to be Snake.
Right. So I was, and I had fun, man. And so I got up there and got booed.
So you were. You're admitting that you were Snake, huh?
He was Snake.
Then why would
Danny,
you put on
was
Snake
not,
wear?
Was it not fun, though?
Oh, I agree. Okay,
stop
enough.
It, Justin.
I don't think it's Justin. It's Kevin.
Stop it, Kevin.
Don't stop it. Man, as far as appearances go, that was the best one I've ever been to. It went fast. There was a lot of stuff to do. And like you said, what was it, Sigma Chi guys?
Yeah.
That was so well organized. And
for college kids.
Everybody had their specific job, and they had their S together. It was very complication-free. It was really fun.
So the first time I got booed
was at the introduction.
Was
that's funny.
When I got up there, and, you know, there's probably a couple thousand people there watching these fights at Cowboys in Arlington, which, by the way, would be a great place for us to have our fight night. But so I get up there, and the first guy announced, his name is like Bandar Gabaldian or something, some third world name, you know, and I was like, did anybody check his green card?
Oh, that was a huge booing response.
Well, each person who's fighting belongs to a certain fraternity or, you know, they got their cheering section out there. And immediately I found that out as I was nearly booed off the stage when I said, please.
Mahmoud Bandahar?
Yeah, please check for the green card. So then we noticed that one of the main sponsors was Silver City. And
oh, the
Silver City?
Mm-hmm. The possibilities
Silver
there.
Silver City, where the question is always,
what about me?
And so these girls were loaded drunk, the Silver City girls. I mean, they
were the ring girls, basically.
They were having a good time.
They would get up
what
and
about me?
Oh, yeah.
So every time we read the sponsors, yeah, you got to mention Silver City. And you do it, and the girl's like, yay, hooray. You know, just screaming and jumping up and down.
Hooray.
And so I was like, oh, by the way, you know, thanks to the girls of Silver City, they're the ones over here that are dressed like strippers. And then I kind of paused. I was like, oh, they are strippers? Oh, okay. Well, congratulations on being strippers. And so
they got mad.
Yeah, a couple of the girls come up to me.
You know what? They don't like being called strippers.
That's right. No, there's no stripper that likes it being known that she is a stripper.
Well,
right.
What the hell's it? What do you
they're
call them?
They're
dancers. They're ecdesiasts.
They're
called
ecdesiasts.
You should have used that word and then just laugh
and watch
it.
The question marks fly above their heads.
So slap that bitch silly.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No wonder they hated you so.
You know, I'm going to have to put a stop
to
that.
Boy, this is a violent show today.
It is. So right after that, now after each fight, there was a band that played.
Hang on. Let me add something to that.
Okay.
Because
you want to interject something here?
If I may. So he calls them out for being strippers, and didn't you have a girl come up to you and say something?
Yeah, what do you mean by that? He's like, well,
aren't you strippers?
Yeah, well, don't you
I
take
meant
your clothes
that you
off?
You strip? Show your boobs in public.
Right.
Save the band for last. And then another thing regarding the strippers is when they would, they were the ring girls, and they'd get up there and march around with the, you know, the big number two sign,
for
number
the
three, for the round, yeah.
Were they all nookied out?
Yeah, oh, yeah, real short skirts and tank tops, and when they would exit the ring, they'd stop, and there was this cheering section of guys that were going crazy for them, and they'd turn around and bend over and lift up their skirts and show their buttocks.
And
so their, you can,
and
their so you can certainly understand why they'd be
right.
offended,
oh, yeah,
being called a stripper.
Right. They would show their hiney and
the
promised
little,
land.
The area. But
yeah,
it was
here?
Covered in panties, but
well,
you got
to
see it.
Well, they had to have panties
it.
On, so you're not seeing all promised land.
So when Corby gave them the final thanks at the end of the night, he said, and I want to thank the Silver City girls for showing their beeves all night.
Wow. What happened then?
Oh, he got yelled at by some girl when we were leaving, right?
We weren't
giant
doing that.
Beaver.
Oh, really? What were you doing then? We weren't showing that. Well, what were you doing when you bent over and showed it? They would go to each side of the ring, the boxing ring, and each time they'd face the crowd, the guys would start cheering, they'd turn around, bend over.
Huge beaver.
Right, Tom. And so, you know, and it was just a joke. No big deal.
We had a fighter who came into the ring, and what kind of shirt, what was the shirt he was wearing? It said testosterone, and this guy was a big mofo.
Yeah, he had a like a cutoff shirt that just said testosterone on it. Well, he got his ass kicked, and this is a big dude. This is a 200-pound, lean, mean, cut guy, you know? And so my joke afterwards was maybe he shouldn't have had that testosterone shirt. Maybe he should have worn an estrogen shirt.
Yeah, the female hormone.
That didn't go over real well.
The female hormone.
And
yeah,
as an act of God, his mic cut out during the
estrogen
issuance of that line.
And so you heard me go, S-gin.
So the joke fell flat, but the guy was waiting to find out what he was going to say, and I think he was probably going to pounce on Corby because
I waited until he walked out of the ring.
Good God.
I waited until he walked out of the ring, and then immediately when you heard me mention the testosterone guy, he comes back.
What did he say to
you? He's just looking at me. I was like, the joke failed. Don't worry about it. It failed.
The whole time this is going on, in between fights, there is
you're just pissing off everybody.
You know what? It was funny, though, Greg. Everyone was laughing. Everyone was laughing. Everyone was laughing. I mean, I swear to you. Like, we got really good response from everybody except for the people we were making the jokes about. They were offended by it.
So everybody was laughing, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it was funny. It was some funny stuff. No question about it.
It was uncomfortable is what it was. And in between fights, there was a rock and roll band that was playing. And they would we'd go to them, and they'd do a song, and then they would finish their song, and we'd come back and announce another fight. And
so they played before we even had to get up there. We noticed what a bad rock outfit they were. They were just Gennaro.
They were good at what they did, but it's not my kind of music.
It was just,
what were they playing?
Modern,
what were they doing?
Just modern rock.
Like
what?
With big guitars and, you know.
That stupid deep voice singer. I mean, it was just a Pearl Jam knockoff band that they were bad, okay? So the guy was like, okay.
Pearl Jam?
Yes, Greg. Each time you know, you finish talking about these dudes, the boxers, be sure and mention the band, and their name was Chaos. Like chaos, but Chaos.
Okay.
So
Corby didn't know the name of the band.
I didn't know that. I couldn't remember the name of the band, and they were so generic and so bad that I was done announcing the boxers. I was like, okay, and now everybody enjoy some Creed. And then they started playing.
Well, we started doing that every time. I think we called them Nickelback once.
Stained.
And when
here's
we would,
the musical stylings of Stained.
Right, and we'd turn it over to the band, and then the singer, I thought he was really cool because he's like, all right, well, thanks a lot, you know, Russ Martin and Baba Booey.
Yeah.
Or, hey, thanks
Pugs
a lot,
and Kelly.
Pugs and Kelly.
Like, kind of firing back.
Yeah, but they were, but he was, it sounded, didn't it,
funny?
Didn't it sound good?
That's
oh, we were
fair.
Laughing.
Yeah.
It sounded really good-natured, and it was kind of a bit that we had going on. Well, one guy didn't think it was too funny.
So the heavy for the band comes over. I guess they have their own guy, which you need, by the way, too, Mike, if you're going to start this band thing. You need a heavy to enforce
their
the power.
They're Peter Brian. Grant.
Yeah, Peter Grant.
Yeah. And this guy was big.
Oh, yeah.
And
walks
mean.
Over, and he was like, look, MFers, talking to Danny.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He goes,
oh, Lord.
The name of this band is not effing Creed. It's not effing Nickelback. It's not effing Stained. It's effing Chaos, and call him that. And we're just sitting there going, are you kidding me?
Are you for real?
And Danny's like, I thought we were just going back and forth, you know?
Yeah, I thought we were having a good time. They're not thinking this is funny. I mean, everybody else is thinking it's funny. He goes, no, they don't think it's funny.
It's not
and
funny.
And it stops now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd have got up there and called them the Beatles.
Well, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
You were kind of backhanding them because they sucked.
Did he ever ask if they were going to be on the concert calendar?
No.
No.
I didn't think they sucked, but they just weren't my kind. I mean, for what they did, they're pretty good.
It's that Nickelback Creed crap, you know? That kind of stuff, that music. It, whatever, you know? So.
So you got the strippers pissed off.
The strippers are pissed. The boxers are pissed.
Boxers
and the
Twist
Combo's pissed.
Yes,
okay.
the band's pissed.
Well, what about the fraternity? I mean, did you take a shot at them?
Mm-mm.
Very happy. Those guys couldn't have been more pleased. Matter of fact, they called our Jamie promotions girl today and thank you, because it worked out so well with them.
Promotions girl?
She's actually the promotions director. She's your boss.
The promotions girl?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Snake.
Cobra.
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 But.
Snake.
Cobra.
It was quite the evening out there. And thanks to those guys, because they.
Snake.
Those kids were great. Cobra. Those Sigma Chi's over there at UTA.
Cobra.
Blew our little pissant fight night out of the water. I mean, made us look like a bunch of chumps.
And ours was free to get in. They charged $10 at the door.
Well, ours was going to a charity.
Yeah, huge. Yeah.
Huge crowd.
It benefited the Boys and Girls Clubs of Arlington.
Yeah. They raised like $10,000.
Yeah, but see, that's the biggest thing they have at UTA.
Oh, I know. There's no question. But we're going to kind of copy them.
That and the rice growing contest.
What?
You're going to stick with that?
I don't get it.
What?
It's predominantly Asian, Danny.
I didn't say anything.
You said something about growing rice.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Wow.
No, I didn't.
What is that? What's his?
I said throwing mice. That's something else that.
What's his email address?
Throwing mice.
Rhines@theticket.org.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Rhines@IHateAsians.com. God.
Well, I gotta tell you, I pretty much take your side on everything.
Yeah,
we were having fun. You know, People take themselves too seriously.
When a girl gets up on stage under lights and takes off her clothes, she's a stripper.
Right.
When a guy wears a shirt that says that, well, and then gets his ass kicked?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe he should take a female hormone. And the band?
Yeah.
If you sound like Creed, well, you're Creed.
Yeah. Instead of K-Suck.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
All right, well, let's prepare for the P1 Perfect Pair contest in the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola next.